very worthwhile addition to your state pension if you stay in this throughout your career.
And Jasmine, as a final one, you're a financial expert. Let me just put you on the spot right now for myself and for my listeners, right? We're just picking your brain, you know. We could keep you here all day, actually, you know, giving financial advice. Right, but for those people now who are in work and they're earning, you know, let's just say we need every penny. Every penny that we earn, we need to take it home. We can't afford to opt into a pension. Yeah, what will happen to these people? What's your advice? What's your tips? What do you suggest? How do we make up? Because we know we're going to need this windfall at some point later in our lives.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's funny you should ask, because next week I'm running my annual National Clear Your Clutter Day.
Okay.
And what I'm saying to people is that, according to Gumtree, there's about $2,500 worth of junk lying around our homes that we could be selling. So I say, you know, use this time to sell as much of your junk as you can and use that money to put into your future. And, you know, if you did manage to make the whole $2,500, if you put that in a decent pension, in 40 years' time, you'd have $31,000. So, you know, $2,500 into, this is, you know, your old mobile phones, your old clothes, DVDs, all of that. That can actually be turned into part of your pension. It really is small amounts of money. Even if you only managed a few hundred, stick that in your pension. It's going to do something in the long term.
Absolutely fantastic. That's something I hadn't thought about, actually. As soon as I finish here, I'm cancelling all my appointments. I'm going home. Adrian, before you go, mate, what can you tell us about Now Pension?
Well, we're a new firm. We started up in 2012 in order to meet the demand for workplace pensions following the